News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Government faces two choices: to use the budget as an opportunity to outline a vision for the country we want to build over the next 5 years, or use the surplus to put as much money as possible in people's pockets, according to IBEX Economic Outlook. It was published this morning. We're joined in studio by Kevin Timoney, who is the chief economist with Davy. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Jonathan.
And it is linked to that conversation we're having about childcare. Like, it is an election year. The fear is that it'll be a little bit for me and a little bit for you, but we're not looking to the future.
I suppose what IBEC have really set out is that there are a few key priorities for the country for the next number of years. It's not all about just the 1 year. Obviously, with the budget process in Ireland, we tend to focus on the year to year, but it's really the vision and the ability to deliver on some strategically important areas of infrastructure. I think, as they describe them, as they could be economically transformative, and that it's a generational opportunity. These are really strong terms for this, but I think I'd be in broad agreement with that. That's a message we were trying to get across recently in our assessment of the economy as well, and where the real need lie.
Does the money need to be spent, Kevin?
In terms of infrastructure, I suppose there are a few key areas that, you know, it's not just people like myself highlighting this. Multinationals have been highlighting this as well. The week we were out, Amazon were discussing the need for housing, for progress on infrastructure in terms of energy. And IBEC have also alluded to the need for water infrastructure and a few other areas too.
Kevin, politicians will always tell you you don't win many votes for opening a sewerage plant, and they want to be elected come November.
For sure, and there are resources available for sure for everyday kind of tax policy changes. The government will look to give some back in terms of the tax area, and that's appropriate. That happens in many countries, actually, automatically. This indexation of the tax system to account for the fact that there's been wage growth and the tax system is a static process otherwise. So it's appropriate to give some things back there, to recognise that workers have earned the extra money, and that we aren't in a position where we want to be raising the average tax rate on a worker. So those sorts of policies can be delivered year to year comfortably within a responsible kind of framework. It's really about the fact that the population is being growing rapidly, and that there are additional services pressures, especially and services delivery has been difficult to achieve. So that's where the real focus has gone for the government.
But Kevin, we've never had as much of a surplus as we have right now because of the way that the tax is falling. We've seen a significant rise in corporation tax receipts that the government doesn't really want to explain, but is happy to take the money. We've money in escrow from Apple that's sitting there that eventually will work its way through the European courts. I mean, if we don't invest in infrastructure now, we're never going to do it.
I think there are some points on that. I mean, the best time to have invested in some of this infrastructure was actually 10 years ago.
Challenge then.
it was a slight challenge. We actually had a higher unemployment rate. Like, the opportunity to get a good kind of bounce from this investment was better 10 years ago, arguably. It's harder to get value for money now. The second best time to do it, though, is now. And over the next number of years, in a responsible, planned way, recognising that some of these challenges are not going to be solved overnight. Our own estimate was that there's a huge housing shortage in terms of the stock. We looked at the stock position, and I guess similar to the Housing Commission's estimates, say if it's the Housing Commission, they say it's 10% of the stock is short compared to what is needed. We say it's closer to 20%. Either way, it's an enormous number. That's how we got to our number of 85,000 units a year would be required out to 2030 to stabilise the situation, basically, compared to what population growth could be.
Which is something that we can't even get our head around, given how far behind we are in terms of construction. Kevin Timoney, Chief Economist with Davy, thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
Thanks, Jonathan.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.